Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 how you doing, baby? You look mighty fine, I figured I might come your way and roll up on you with that golden ticket. Shawty, can I get your digits? Maybe we can kick it. Hey, 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 oh, baby, think I know what's next.
The new Axe Effect.
If they made me a king, I'd be but a slave. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I ruled the night, stars and moons so bright, still I'd turn for light to you. Me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to you. Stars and moons so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't arrived.
Good evening. This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hello, everyone. I'm Ava Holly. For those of you that don't know me, I've been in radio since my college days at Penn State, and let me tell you, that was a long time ago. I am a singer-songwriter, author, international blogger, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. So not much hosting and planning events since our shutdown, yet we're coming back, and we have cool things moving forward, including our charitable Ava's iBags and more. So I'm hoping to be able to share all kinds of good stuff with you as we move forward into the summer months. So I want to welcome our special guest tonight, Ariel Leeds. And before we start chatting with her, I have to tell you, Brother O, I love that Perry Como. And I didn't fall in love with this music and even music before Perry's time until I became a DJ. And I started, you know, falling in love with old 40s and 50s music and really just fell in love with that stuff. So it makes me older than my years, I think. Anyway, we are here at the Casual Chat. I would like to welcome the beautiful Ariel Leeds of Leeds Insurance Agency. Am I saying that correct, Ariel?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you, Ava.
I'm so happy you're there.
Wait,
before we get started, remember we spoke earlier. We are both a little under the weather, so we're going to keep the coughing to a minimum, and we're both drinking tea, right? So I asked her to pick out a good one so we could talk about it. I've got just plain Lipton black tea. I love it, and I think it helps me when I need to talk. What are you drinking?
So I have a nighttime sleepy time tea that is a country peach.
Well, you don't sound bad at all. You said you had a sore throat. I'm actually feeling the best I've felt in 3 days today, yet I'm still kind of tired and a little coughing still going on. However, I'm feeling better. So it's good that we're on radio because no one can catch our cough, right, Brother O? No one can catch us from talking through the airwaves. So, Ariel, I want to get everybody to get to know you a little bit. So I know you and I have met and we belong to a networking group together, and I just think you have the most wonderful personality. I actually love being around you because your energy is infectious. So give everybody an idea, like how'd you get into insurance and how did all this get started for you?
Well, thank you so much. And so I started in insurance about 8 years ago, and I actually worked for one of the casinos in Atlantic City here in New Jersey, and the guys would come in to do our insurance every year, and they felt similar to how you felt about my energy, and they were like, you just have to do this. This career was made for you. And they actually paid for all of my schooling and licensing to get me into the industry. And I worked for them for a couple years and then decided to branch off and, open up my own shop.
That's just amazing. Now, I remember when you were getting started to do that, and now you have how many employees now?
Oh, we have about 40 now.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
We've grown so much over the years.
So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
So we are a full-service insurance agency. It's Leeds Insurance Agency, and we specialize in employee benefits. So our number one, service that we offer is we want to make the process of buying and selling insurance as easy as possible, and we do that for our business owners and our individuals. And life insurance is really our number one product that we roll out to do it. Like I said, on the work site is really where we shine.
So what do you mean by that on the work site?
So it's employee benefits. So that the process of buying insurance, like back in the day, you would have, a life insurance or a financial advisor come out to your house to do all of your insurances. Nowadays,
right.
we like to do the process of insurance at the work site. So you actually are buying all of your insurances for your entire family and getting that financial advisory, but at your job. And then when you do retire or leave, all of our coverages are portable so that you can take them with you.
That sounds really cool. So now let me get this straight. So you can do, you come into someone's job, right? And you can do their individual insurance. Or do you do, like, the employees come all together and you talk to them about doing it through the job? Or am I wrong?
So we both, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll hold an employee group meeting and, you know, we'll get as many of the employees there as we can. We're doing a lot of things now virtual and also just where they can call in on a conference line and listen in to what's available. And then what we do is we follow it up with one-on-ones for each person so that they can, you know, privately discuss their situation and what their needs are so that we can help them each, you know, individually for them, their families. But we do start at the group level, and then we get down to that one-on-one.
Pretty cool. So you kind of killing two birds with one stone, so to say, right? And then they say the fortunes and the follow-up, right? So,
yes.
So now if somebody wanted to reach out to you privately, can they do that as well?
Yes. We handle individuals as well. Mm-hmm.
So how would somebody do that if they wanted to chat with you? Where can they find you? And do you have social media too?
Yes. So, of course, you can go to our website. It's www.leitzinsuranceagency.com, and that's L-E-I-T-Z, Insurance Agency, all spelt out. We also have our, you know, at Leitz Insurance Agency is on LinkedIn. We have it on Instagram as well as Facebook. So you can find us, all, you know, in all of those places. And on our website, there's tons of forms, job forms and things like that. That's one of, you know, the programs that I love to use. And you can go on there and actually get a quote, you know, within 24 hours and have somebody call you and discuss all of your insurances that you would have for your household.
Awesome. So we're going to come back to that, and I'll have you repeat that towards the end of the show as well. However, right now, hold your thoughts. We are going to get into a track. I believe it'll be again by Perry Como, yet the track is coming to us by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Too many nights,
too many stars. Change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. While we are apart, don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
Okay, and I hope that Ava Holly didn't fall out in the spirit there, you know, and let's see if she's back. Ava, are you there? And making sure she's there. and making sure she's available. And there she is right now. There you go, Ava.
Okay. I guess you couldn't hear me when I first came on. I was talking, but we are good to go because you are the best at fixing anything that needs fixing. So I was saying, welcome back to the Casual Chat. Please be sure to call us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And speaking of that, we have a caller on the line. So thank you, Brother O, for jumping in. And who we got on the line? Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, girlfriend, it's Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Oh, you sound great. You sound like we do. Are you okay?
Wait a minute. I was laughing because I almost didn't press one because of my voice tonight. I'm not feeling great. And I have my throat tea with my honey and lemon here. And when I heard you say what you said to your guest, I said, I can press one.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. We have the sick show tonight, Brother O.
Okay.
Anybody else with a sore throat that wants to call in?
Please call in.
Thank you, Jerry, for calling in and always thinking of me. I got to tell you guys, Jerry's working with me on some health concerns that I'm going through right now, which kind of came up all of a sudden. Well, they showed up all of a sudden. However, she's the best all the way around. So thank you, Jerry, and I hope you feel better. Say hello to Ariel.
Hi, Ariel. How you doing, sweetheart?
Good. How are you tonight?
You just heard.
Yes, so I know. I'm listening too.
But you said
I hope you feel better.
Yes, thank you, sweetie.
Oh, my gosh, too funny. Thank you, Jerry, so much for calling in. I hope you feel better.
You too,
talk
lady.
To you soon.
Feel better. All right, bye.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Take care. All right. Well, welcome back again, Jerry Petito, everyone, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame host. We just love you. And also a host at WBNN. I think she's on the week prior to this show. So catch the Jerry Petito show. Ariel, back to you, my friend. You started talking a little bit about how to reach you and basically how you got into the insurance business. And tell us, like, what the journey's been like for you. I know you started with another company. I think you worked with a couple of other companies. And now you're just, like, building your own thing. How is that process like for you? Tell us how you felt moving forward and coming into your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. No, that's a great question. So I have to tell you, when the men that recruited me into the business brought me on board, I was still very young. I didn't know, I didn't feel qualified to give adults insurance advice because I was only 25 at the time, and I just really, didn't feel qualified. So for the first couple years in the business, although I was absolutely wonderful at enrolling and taking care of the employees or taking care of the individual, I was really struggling with speaking to the business owners. So about 2 years into my career, I kind of made the switch to just see what else was out there in the insurance industry, just other avenues and, to explore different types of insurance and different businesses that dealt in insurance, just because I had all these licenses now and I wanted to use them. But I really didn't love exactly what I was doing when I first came in. So I worked for a bunch of different people. And I will tell you that I really learned over the years that it's all about, like, my mental attitude and how I approach each different thing and how, they're not all experiences are meant to last forever. So I really had to, learn different types of insurance and work with different people to see what I liked, what I didn't like, how I wanted to be represented in business, and just how I wanted my agency to be. So again, about 3 years ago, it was February 2019 that I opened up my own agency, and I just really, again, used what I had learned over the years. I had some great mentors and leaders that just taught me, the balance of how to balance. I have a young son, and I actually have a baby on the way as well. So how to balance that mom life with work and just, you know, it's just taken off. We had a little bit of a challenge during COVID, like everybody else did. So, you know, that was another struggle. But over the years, since I learned how to balance and how to, you know, again, this is a very mental business, lots of highs and lows, and you have to kind of stay even all the time. So that helped me get through the pandemic, where a lot of people, you know, struggled in that sense. So
I was gonna ask you that. I think you might have touched on it a little bit, but for those that are listening that, you know, maybe that's something they want to try, but I think your mental attitude can work on any business, whether it's startup or somebody that's been in their business for a while and maybe is bored or getting stuck. What do you think the turning point for you was? What was that thing that went from you not liking what you do to loving what you do? Was that the good mentors, or was there some kind of switch that turned on for you?
So I'll say I did have one really good female mentor. She was about 15 years older than me, and she had 4 children and, you know, really was super successful at this business. And I saw her balancing and juggling it all, and she did just such a great job at it while, you know, catering and teaching me. So it was just very, very, like, impressive. And then also I found a passion for this in the other side of when I help people. So while the phone calls, you know, at time of claim, and it's not always life insurance, it's not always death, it could be someone getting hurt or sick. We do a lot of disability insurance and other different kinds of insurance. But when someone calls and I get to, you know, I mean, I don't hand deliver the checks anymore. That's not the way of the world. But when I get to, you know, help people financially in their time of need, I realized somewhere there was like a switch that just clicked, and I was like, wow, we really help so many people. And I think that's where the real turning point was.
So that, you know, that touches my heart too, when you turn around and are able to help someone else. You know, even if you're struggling, even if you're moving forward, no matter what pace you're moving, you can help someone else. It always kind of warms my heart. So it's coming from for you. And, you know, we have a saying in our e-women group that is, don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle, you know. So,
Definitely.
That mentoring, that learning, and that what she showed you is what you were able to use to move forward, correct?
Yeah. It was the combination of just her and just realizing how many people we really, really helped.
Awesome. All right. Well, hang on. We're going to get into another track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems. The sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you, crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. Or all through your life you may dream all found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Brother O, great choice. Oh, I love that song. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. And before we get back to Miss Arielle, we have a caller in queue. So who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how are you doing? This is Pastor Kev. I'm also a WBNN host, host of The Work Is Done, which airs this Friday coming up. I wanted to say, wow, first of all, listening to the show with you and Jerry, you guys aren't feeling too good, man. I don't know if I really wanted to be on the line. I didn't want anything to come through the phone waves.
No, that's what I was saying before. It won't come through the phone.
But, yeah, listening to the show, I wanted to say to Arielle, like, you know, it's great when you can love what you do because that makes the journey to your success that much more enjoyable. And then,
that's very true. Mm-hmm.
And Ava, you said something, too, that I thought was powerful. When you said, don't let somebody else's middle, you had to, could you say that again, please?
Yes. Don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
That right there is awesome. Don't compare.
We say that a lot.
Somebody
we say that a lot in our networking group.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope
and,
you don't mind, but I'm definitely going to borrow that.
Oh, sure. And thank you so much for calling in. Much success to you on your show. And I will try to catch your show Friday night as well. So I appreciate that. But, yeah, we have an international women's group. And so there's so many different women at different levels. And that's one of the things that came up, you know, to don't get discouraged or don't, you know, think you need to be where somebody else is because you don't know what they're going through. It might be their middle, your beginning, their later, your middle, you know, all kinds of things like that.
You know, and that's so true, and that's with any area of life. We as people shouldn't compare ourselves to anybody else's where they are because, number one, you don't know what it took for them to get to where they are.
Exactly.
You know, we see a lot of people already who may have arrived at some level of success, and then people get envious and jealous. Oh, I wish I could be there. But you don't know what it took for that person to get there. You don't know what obstacles they had to overcome, what struggles they went through. So, yes, it is better to just recognize and appreciate where you are and appreciate the journey that you're on. So don't compare your beginning with somebody else's middle. Did I say that right?
There you go. You got it perfect. All there you go.
All right.
All right, my friend.
Well,
thank you so much for calling in.
Show.
Thank
Amen.
You. Have
I'll
a great
talk to
night.
You guys later. Bye-bye.
All righty. Take care now. So, Miss Ariel, back to you, my friend.
Yes.
You there? Oh,
yes,
good.
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. I think we're just, we're all on it 2 seconds away. let me ask you, you were talking about the effects of the pandemic before. Has that caused you to, you know, work from home more? Has it caused you to Zoom more? I mean, in some respects, I find the Zoom thing really good for meetings and stuff because you don't have to get up and go out and be somewhere. You know, in other respects, we want to get out. But I think now a combination of things is what it has led us to. What is your, like, mode of work right now? Are you still working from home? Do you have an office? How is that working for you?
Yeah, so I actually last year decided to close down my office. We have different hub offices that we can work out of, but we're primarily remote now. We still go on site to clients. Like, I was actually at a business owner today up in Belmar, and, you know, we're still doing in-person meetings, but I would say primarily we're probably about 80% remote now, which – you know, it's just it's a catch-22. I love, like, being able to work from home, but it also, you know, it gets very redundant. I feel myself getting distracted a lot easier. I'm trying right now to learn how to battle that because, you know, it's very easy to get distracted when working from home.
Sure.
You know, laundry.
Well, like everything, it probably has its good points. It probably has its good points and bad points like everything else. You said you have a young child at home, correct?
Yeah. So I have a little boy. He's 7, Jacob.
He's 7 now. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you also said you have one on the way.
Yes. So I am 5.5 months pregnant right now, and it is a girl.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Congratulations. Oh, it's a girl. Nice.
It's a girl, yes. I'm excited. And she's coming the first week of September, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, tell me plans, I guess you would call it. Do you do things for family, too? Or is it just individual?
Yeah.
Like, I know you have a lot of products, but since we're talking about family, give us an idea of, like, what you do for family.
So we actually are certified on the New Jersey Get Covered, so, like, the marketplace, the national marketplace for insurance. We can do all that, like the personal health insurance, and then we'll do a financial advisory where we look at different types of life insurance and how to use them. Like, just for an example, my son has a policy that he's had since he was about 1.5, and it will actually have almost $100,000 of cash value by the time he reaches college age. So that's something that he can use. If he decides to go to college, he can use the cash that's built up. You never take out all of the cash, but he can use most of the cash that's been built up into the plan to use for college. Or it's actually, because it's an asset, right, that cash is all in there, he can use it to possibly purchase a business and build his credit and things like that. So it's also collateral that they build. So that's something that we do for the young children, especially because of the interest rates right now.
I think that's so great.
Sorry. One more thing I just wanted to add. We also, you know, we do the individual home and auto insurance. So a lot of times by bundling them, we can also save families a lot of money. So, again, they can put their dollars into these vehicles to have money for the kids for college.
That's interesting. I like that bundle word. We're going to have to come back to that bundle word. good stuff to know. Let's get to another track, and we'll continue on this thread here. So we have a track coming up next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, our one and only Brother O.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got a string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go, anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let you go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on the rainbow. Got a string around my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Lucky me, can't you see that I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let you go. Oh, I've got the world on a string, sitting on the rainbow. Got a string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm really in love.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. Remember, you can call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Speaking of the conversation, we have a caller in queue. Hi, caller. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Ricardo Richard. I'm calling
Ricardo,
from...
Hi. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in. I've been enjoying the show. I think it was two things that you said that I like. Definitely about life insurance. You get what I'm saying? I think that's very, very important to have. I have life insurance, so, you know, I just encourage everybody out there to get life insurance because you never know. And the other thing that you said, I think one of the other callers talked about it. When you were just talking about basically how it registered in my mind was, you know, I feel like it's important not to compare yourself to other people. Sometimes it could be like a dream killer.
Right.
Sometimes it could be inspiring, depending on how you look at it. And to me, when you talk about comparing the middle to someone's end or something like that, I think about that we should all embrace our own individuality.
Right.
Because sometimes people don't even really know who they are. And they never embrace who they truly are, what they meant to do, because they're always out. So many people trying to be clones of other people. So I was like, when you said that to me, it kind of translated to me, like, embrace your individuality. So I really
liked
what you said.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, it's so important that we say things like that, because everybody takes things differently. And it's good that we, you know, drudge that up, if you want to say, so people can look back and say, you know, to embrace their individuality and to you know, to not compare yourself to others. But, you know, it's the human condition. So the more we repeat what we want, you know, the feel-good thing to come out, the more it gets out, you know. So thank you so much for sharing that and for calling in. I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. So, Ms. Arielle, so let's get back to our bundle
okay.
of things. So what kinds of things can you bundle together as far as insurance goes? I mean, is there, like, different kind of packages? Can you bundle everything? Can you bundle, like, certain things? Give us a little take on that.
Yeah, so the bundling is very, I don't want to use the word odd, but the rules don't apply in every situation. So we could have for a family, we could have the home and auto. Of course, we can bundle. There are certain circumstances where we wouldn't, but most of the time we bundle those.
we like to bundle with the different life insurances. So if we were going to do like maybe a term life insurance, we may bundle a family all together and there'd be some savings. But most of the time that is super, you know, individual, because someone who's 50 may put different bells and whistles, we call them riders, onto their plan than someone who is 5 years old, right? So with that, we try not to bundle, because that's where the, you know, there's a lot of differences that would be on the plans. And one really big bundle, I have this new site launching. It is not launched yet, but it's going to be basically like an Amazon marketplace where you can put all your information into the profile, and then, you know, maybe 50 different plans are loaded into the site, but it will actually pick the best, you know, 5 for you. And you will be able to put them in a shopping cart. I call it Amazon style because it's, you know, the way of the future. But you will be able to put it in there, and it will create that bundle and that discount for you. So there'll be things like...
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's cool. Yeah, I have another question for you, but we have another caller in queue, so let's get them on, and then we'll come back to this. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, peace. It's the Magic Man, Haru. How you doing tonight, Ava?
How are you? Nice to hear from you. How are you?
Excellent. Bethany is a proud supporter of you and your great work. Got one of the best voices I have heard. And especially when it comes to internet radio broadcasting. Honest to you, to your special guest, you know, people don't comprehend how important investments is in your personal life. So thank you so much for sharing what you're sharing. I'm looking forward to getting more information from you. And my humble advice is definitely take time to invest in yourself and your family. Very, very important. Look, I want to hear some more information, but as far as you, Ava, I got some great news for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I want to say to you, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I just lost a little bit of what you said.
I was trying to say to you, congratulations, Ava Holly, on your WBNN All-Time Connection record, with your first all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship. Look at that.
Ah. Oh, my gosh.
Yay!
That's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. The first ever championship by Ava Holly. I am so excited. Yay!
This is excited for me. I'm sick.
Hello,
that is great. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. I'm sorry, I'm just under the weather, so this is like the epitome of my excitement.
Well, look, we love and we are so proud of you, okay? You continue to do what you do, and it shows and proves. You know, you continue to hang in there, and look at that. You never know what happens.
Yeah.
You never know how many people that actually tune in, and I've been enjoying your show from opening night to this night. So keep up the great work.
Sure. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for the news. Thank you for calling in. So appreciated.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Take care. Have a great night. Thank you, guys. That's so amazing. Ariel, see, you get to be a part of this. Yay.
I know. It's great. I have to tell you, every caller has been fantastic.
Oh, I know. They're all so great, and they're wonderful hosts, so you got to check out their shows as well. I can talk with you more after the show about that, but you will love them. They're such great shows. Okay, we got another track coming up, and then we're going to get back to do a couple of more things. So we have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
This is my dedication to the championship of Ava Holly tonight. Perry.
If I love you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never to know
Beautiful. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. This is Ava Holly. We're going to get right back into Ariel. We're going to kind of get some final thoughts here. Ariel, if you could just give us like a Cliff Notes version of the difference between term life, just for the people that are listening. I know there's some people that want to connect with you after. So just give us a Cliff Notes version and then I'll come back with you.
Yeah, sure. So the difference, the real difference between it is term is just for a certain period. It means your rate is locked in. It could be 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And then the whole life is more like a, you know, an investment where you're going to build up the cash. Most of the times our policies guarantee at least a 3.7% return, which you're not going to get in any bank these days. And it's sort of like, you know, renting a house versus buying a house, right? So you have the payment that you're just paying while you're there, or you have the payment and it's a long-term investment where the value and the asset is really built.
Okay, awesome. That's good. And I know that there are some people that want to connect with you after. So just rattle off again, how can people reach you and find you?
So the best way to reach us is on our website, www.leitz insuranceagency.com. And then we also are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Leitz Insurance Agency. And also you could call in if you'd like at 609-488-4888.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being a guest here. Hang on. I got to bring on Brother O, and he wants to say a few words. So, Brother O, welcome to Ava's Casual Chat.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. I just produced this show. I don't know, but listen, Ariel, I want to thank you so much for taking your time tonight to give us some intellectual stability when it comes down to business and insurance. Now, of course, you know, this song I'm about to play for Ava also goes out to our former commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. I did a remix for her. And Ava Holly loves to party. She loves to jam. So, Ariel, I want you to jam too. and then we're going to bring you back on to give, you know, final thoughts and give more information about you. Then I go into a go-to time. Guys, it's time to jam. You ready to jam, Ava?
Ready to jam.
I am as best I can. Yes, always ready to jam, even sick.
You ready? Let's get it. Oh, by the way, I missed this thing, y'all. Yes. Angie, I love you. Ava, I love you.
Hey, hey, Brother O. That is an original remix track from our legendary Brother O. That was amazing. Gives a whole new meaning to tea and jam, doesn't it, Ariel?
Yes, that was a good one.
So, Ariel, before we close up, is there anything final thought you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yeah, for a final thought, I just think that everybody should really, you know, look into some type of life insurance. It's really important to not leave that responsibility to anybody else. And, you know, plans can be as little as $20 a month. You know, some people, of course, spend a lot more, but I just want people to know it is affordable to just have something in place for your family.
Well, that's awesome. We are going to get to Ngozi time. Here is your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, I want to thank Ariel tonight for coming on this program. And, you know, Ava, congratulations on your first WBNN all-time connection record. You know, it's been a while,
a long struggle,
but I'm so glad to see the ones that, you know, never, you know, experienced it to finally achieve it. And that makes me so proud. So we'll be definitely be talking after the show. But of course, guys, you know, tomorrow night we come right back on with, you know, the original business show of our network. And of course, a lot of people don't know that Strictly Business started in 2013 with a young lady by the name of Vanetta Ingram. So she was, you know, Ebony Dawn Starks E. Davis was not the first person to do it, but she's the one to carry on the tradition. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight, we have Strictly Business by E. Davis right here at WBNN. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi Time, Ola Dele Malay, and Ngozi on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oledele.ngoziwithmaya@gmail.com, and I am the 2022 International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever elect for disc jockey and producing. My name is Oladele Malay Ngozi, your mother and father's favorite. And, of course, we want to thank all the folks that count on that robbery. And, of course, shout out to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to our reigning banner champion of our outstanding, historic, and storied network. For the next 2 minutes and 4 seconds after going to program, it's Ava Holly.
Thank you, Brother O. It is such a pleasure to work with you and be here. Thank you all. This is so exciting that it's the first time all-time connection record. That's so cool. I was wondering when or how this was ever going to happen, yet it did happen. So thank you all for that. Thank you, Ariel. You're so wonderful. Thank you for being here. And I want to close with a quote I found sitting on my desk that says, "It is a rough road that leads us to the heights of greatness." So don't worry, God's got this. And thank you all. See you next month in 4 weeks, and talk to you guys soon. Have a great night.
King, I'd be but a slave to you. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I ruled the night, stars and moons so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I I hadn't the right to you. Stars and moons so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth if I hadn't arrived?